Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
More cards. People saying they thought Setanta was an Irish company, Setanta Insurance, which I suppose is understandable. But now it transpires it's a Maltese, it's from Malta, a Maltese insurance company. And now the central bank have said it's gone into liquidation and make alternative arrangements immediately if you are covered. You thought you were covered by Setanta Insurance, which will put the heart crossways in people who are driving around the country at the moment. Imagine suddenly discovering as you're driving along, if you're with Setanta, that you're no longer insured. An awful scenario. John Maher has contacted us, a lecturer in financial services in the Waterford Institute of Technology. John, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
What about the name Setanta?
Well, I feel it's misleading for a company which operates in Ireland and which isn't regulated by the central bank here, that they should be, in effect, allow themselves to be passing off as an Irish entity, and that the central bank should probably use its conduct of business rules to prevent that sort of representation being given to consumers and businesses who were buying insurance.
So Setanta, but we know the argument about Setanta, the mythological figure, and it is a name of a number of Irish companies.
Yeah.
So your argument stands. But could this company in Malta have equally called themselves Truly Irish Insurance Limited?
They probably could, you know, and at the moment there's nothing to stop them from doing that. But it is the case, you know, it is the case that we do have what's called conduct of business rules, which mm-hmm. are administered by the central bank, and they would allow, to my mind, an intervention by the central bank to prevent a company having such a trading name in this country, because it's in essence what you're almost misrepresenting yourself to Irish consumers and Irish businesses. And the second thing, you know, we allow overseas companies, when they trade in Ireland through, in effect, a branch, we allow them to say that they are licensed by some other financial regulator. Now, you see, that's a very weak term, license. Mm.
These were licensed by the Malta Financial Services.
Really what we need to know is there an overseas regulator making sure that these companies are financially safe and sound? And that financial safe and sound term in the industry and in the sector would be referred to as prudential regulation. But the communication that's given to consumers doesn't make any reference to that term. That they're, you know, we don't require overseas companies to say that they are prudentially regulated by their home country regulator, by their central bank or by their insurance regulator. And I feel that's a definite weakness in the current system we have.
But if they, I don't recall hearing ads for Setanta Insurance, but if they had advertised, would they have had to put that long rider in at the end saying we are regulated by the central bank, even though they weren't?
So they would say they were regulated for conduct of business by the central bank and licensed by the Maltese financial regulator or the Maltese central bank.
And you're saying the central bank should have said in some form or other to people, just be aware, do your business with whoever you want to do your business with, but Setanta Insurance is not regulated by the central bank.
For financial safety. They're regulated for, you know, whether they disclose the terms of business.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Things like those other things. But they're not, the Irish Central Bank has no role in making sure that they have enough money in the pot to meet claims, which it seems they didn't have. And that's a problem. And
you
it's
see,
a problem
central,
that exists,
yeah, but
not just in Ireland, but across mm-hmm. the European Union, that the system we have allows this to go on. And it's not the first time it's gone on, because we had a UK insurance company a number of years ago, Independent Insurance, and pretty much the same thing happened there. And there were thousands of individuals and businesses left without cover. And that's not. I feel that's not right. That's not what the mm-hmm. European Union shouldn't allow that. And the Department of Finance, which represents Irish interests in European Union negotiations on this issue, should champion, you know, consumer interests in this area.
But even the statement themselves from Setanta is very bizarre, given they're an insurance company and cars by law have to be insured. It's a very serious offence not having car insurance or van insurance or truck insurance.
Absolutely. And I did hear you say earlier on the programme that the central bank has advised, you know, that people who had cover mm-hmm. through Setanta effectively have no cover. So, you know, there could be people making journeys at this very moment and effectively they're policy is void. Now,
well, that's what the central bank, I'll just read out the central bank, policyholders should therefore make arrangements for alternative cover without delay. Setanta is not in a position to confirm that claims will be met in full, since any and all claims will be subject to the relevant liquidation process.
Well, you know what happens when an individual has no cover on the road, has an accident. There's a separate fund provides for it. Well, and that's administered by the insurance industry under an umbrella, I suppose, of approval or quasi-approval from the central bank. That needs to be addressed immediately by the insurance industry and by the central bank. If there are people making journeys right now without cover, the question that arises is, should they pull in? You know, if there was an accident today, what would their situation be? And I think that's unclear.
Well, it's not. I take your point. It is unclear, especially in the statement from Setanta themselves, who apparently were in the business of winding up since January. But we've had a call, I'm told, saying they were taking new policies last month.
So That surely can't be right.
Okay, Stephen Moran is on the road at the moment. Stephen, good afternoon.
Hi, how's it going?
Are you covered by Setanta?
I
know you pulled in, but just we'll try and get the phone a little bit better after this break. 51551.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Just to be clear, listening to that promo for the Children of the Revolution at 1:30 on Easter Monday afternoon, we made that programme the other morning in City Quay, so it's a pre-recorded. So don't turn up in City Quay. It's on the radio. It's a pre-recorded and obviously edited down to 28 minutes, especially with the fantastic music from Declan O'Rourke. It is a pre-recorded programme on Monday afternoon. Please do not turn up to City Quay, and that's my fault if it's confusion. Let me bring in Stephen. Stephen, you're in your van at the moment.
Yeah, how are you, Joe?
And are you insured with Setanta?
I am, yeah. I got through one of the brokers.
And why did you go with them?
Well, it was the cheapest at the time. Like the brokers come up and says, we can give you cheap insurance, whatever, through this credit Setanta. And I says, right, grand, happy days, go with that.
Okay. And did you, what country did you assume Setanta were?
Well, you'd think they were Irish, like, because you're insured in Ireland, so. But the thing is, I got you 4 months left on this policy, which is about 100 quid.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just wondering, like, are we entitled to compensation? Like, let's say I have to go out now and try and get more insurance on it now, you know. If I'm driving on the road, if a cop stops me, technically I'm breaking the law because I'm driving without insurance, you know.
And if, God forbid, anything happened, that's the...
And exactly, if I was going home now and some idiot come out in front of me, I'm not insured.
Okay,
you know?
Well, this is a statement from... When did you find out, by the way, that Setanta had gone bust?
I just heard it on the radio there,
okay.
You know.
This is a statement from the Central Bank. Setanta Insurance Limited is a Maltese incorporated company. Were you aware of that you bought...
No, I wasn't, okay. No, you think Irish, you know.
And its financial position is not supervised by the Central Bank, and the Central Bank has no role. Were you aware of that?
No, I wasn't, no.
Okay. The Central Bank was notified by the Maltese Financial Services Authority on the 16th of April, which is yesterday, that the company is to be wound up. This process will take place in Malta, and Setanta is not in a position to confirm that claims will be met in full, since any and all claims will be subject to the relevant liquidation process. Policyholders should therefore make alternative arrangements for alternative cover without delay.
Yeah, there you go. Like, that's a, like, I have to go out now and fork out another £400 now for more insurance, you know.
John, insofar I know you're lecturing financial services and not insurance. I presume Stephen is still operating legally.
Well, I suppose I would wonder what's the situation. What, you know, what's the position of the insurance industry in Ireland, and the central bank with respect to individuals like my friend here on the other line. Who is in a position now where he's in the middle of a journey. I'm not sure is it reasonable to expect that he would execute a new insurance contract in order to complete his journey. What's the position, you know, what is his position? And I think it's not altogether, you know, fair and reasonable to say, well, you must execute now a new insurance contract before you can complete your journey home. And, you know, I think a more holistic solution is required from the central bank and from the Irish insurance industry.
But maybe even the wording from the central bank is slightly ambiguous. Policyholders should therefore make arrangements for alternative cover without delay. Now, does without delay mean immediately?
Well, effectively, you know, if the policy is void because there's no entity there to honour that policy, that's, you know, immediately is the word that would spring to my mind anyway.
And the central bank say without delay.
Yeah, yeah, but like, as well as that, like, if...
Maybe the central bank can come back to you.
Yeah,
we'll get on
to that. Okay, that's a very good point. We have the phone number here. I'll give it
but
inside.
Like, if they are, like, putting out policies in Ireland, should they not be regulated in Ireland?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what the proper law of the contract, you know.
Okay, Gary is in Arklow. Gary is on, been phoning feverishly for the last few minutes. Gary, good afternoon.
How's it going?
You're insured with Setanta.
Yeah, insured through a bulk broker there.
And you, and why did you go with them?
Basically, I returned to Ireland after a few years working abroad.
Okay.
And my no-claims bonus would only be covered by a couple of companies, and they were one of them.
Okay.
And they happen to be probably one of the best, you know.
Okay. Did you think they were an Irish company or where they were from Malta and not regulated here by the central bank?
When it comes up to Santa Ireland, you automatically assume like that it's an Irish company.
Okay. So you heard the news and in a few minutes you've called the ombudsman, the citizens information and your broker. What's the answer?
You're screwed, basically.
You're bunched.
Yeah, basically, your 700 and whatever euro you spent on your policy is down the swanny. You won't get a refund, more than likely, and you're looking at another 750 euros today for a new policy.
So, and did they all say to you, get a new policy immediately or without delay? What phrase did they use?
Well, basically, they all quoted the central bank, like saying that you should probably get sorted straight away, get a new insurance quote.
And have you got a quote this afternoon?
Yeah, 750 quid. So
oh,
I'm
going
to have to go with it because I'm driving the car. Like, and if I crash, what'll happen? You're screwed, like, you know. Paying taxes for nothing in this country.
What do you mean in terms of regulation?
Yeah, regulation.
Well, John's point earlier, now and it's much more nuanced than the one I'm about to make, but John's point was that the central bank should have told us or tried to have some publicity campaign to remind people that some of these companies, even though they have Irish-sounding names, are not regulated by the central bank.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Okay, so have you phoned around for quotes or you just presume it's going to be 750?
Well, you see, I just call my broker, like, but I don't think I'll beat 750, like, you know.
Oh, your broker like said...
Joe, the loss that will be experienced by any Irish policyholder now is the amount that they have to pay for cover for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
So it's not the, you know, they've...
Yeah, depending,
they've had
on,
cover,
depending on when they took the policy up, yeah.
They took the policy out, so look, in effect, their renewal date has been brought forward to today.
Okay. But, Gary, I'm taking you at your word and that you say you rang the insurance ombudsman, the citizens' information and your broker, and they were all in agreement, that troika. They said, to use your phrase, you're screwed, get a new policy immediately. Buy a new policy.
I can keep my policy, but if I keep my policy, basically, I'm driving around with insurance that can't guarantee that I'm covered. Like, so if you're not really insured, like, and then if I cancel my insurance, they're looking for a fee. Setanta may look for a fee to cancel early, which I think is crazy.
Oh, do they? Yeah, they'd hardly.
Well, if Setanta gone into liquidation, the cancellation fee is irrelevant.
Yeah, but I still won't get a refund for half the year, like. So I'm losing half my 750.
Yeah.
And that's a shout, another 750. Like, you know, it's kind of, it's a joke, really.
Especially the pressure that people are under at the minute.
Oh, yeah, you're expected to pay a tax through the nose and USC and all this kind of thing, and then you just get shafted at every corner.
Okay.
And this isn't, as I said earlier on, this isn't the first time this has happened. So, you know, there's an old expression, I think it was a De Valera used to use, you know, fool me once, it's my fault, fool me once, it's your fault, fool me once, it's my fault. You know,
Who's the my in that scenario? It's not you or me, because I didn't. I presume, as Gary just pointed out, that's why we pay high taxes. We have quangos, we have regulatory authorities, very, very well resourced and very well staffed.
Since the year 2000, Joe, they've been talking about doing something about this at a European level. But,
okay.
You know, there's a reluctance to pay money in advance to a fund to deal with issues when insurance companies get into financial difficulty.
Okay. Stephen, how do you feel now, having listened to Gary?
You have to say in there, it's happened before. You think they'd learn after the first time. You know what I mean? If a crowd like that is coming in and they're not regulated by the Irish government or the regulatory authority, you know, that means we're losing out.
I agree. I think some change should be made, so that let this be the last time it happens.
We're still screwed. Like, Gary's screwed, I'm screwed, like, there's hundreds of other people screwed in the country as well. You know, I'm out every day trying to make a living. Like, I'm my own company now, so I'm trying to make a living for myself.
Absolutely.
So it's coming out of my pocket, you know, for this new insurance policy.
Okay. Stephen and Gary and indeed John Marr, thanks to Ian and Safe Travelling. 51551.
Yo, Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
It's not Setanta insurance. It's a different issue, but it's still car insurance and hire car. Joe Doyle, good afternoon.
How are you, Joe? Are you well?
Yeah, good. Explain what happened as quickly as you can.
Joe, as quick as I can, a group of us, group were going over to Portugal last weekend, and we had to hire a car. As most people do when you go away, you hire a car. And I've heard all the advertisements on the radio about getting this excess insurance before you go, because it's a lot cheaper than when you get it from the car company.
Okay.
So I've hired cars many a time. I always take the excess insurance in case the tyres are burst, the windows are gone, or the mirrors, anything happens. But this is the first time I've decided I'd get it online before I go, because of the advertisement.
It's a general policy. It can last a year or whatever. But
well, exactly. I only wanted it for 4 days, so it cost me €12 here in Ireland through AIG.
Okay.
It was the fourth one that I Googled. It came up nice and handy. And I got it, except when I got to Portugal.
Right.
I got the car, and he said, do you want to take excess insurance? And it was the first time I said, no, I have my own insurance. I have it here. I said, no. He says, you have to have our insurance. I said, no, I have it. And I put the policy on the table. I said, I have excess insurance here. It only cost me €12. I have it here. Well, if you don't want to take our insurance, we want €3,500 off you now as a security deposit in case anything happens to the car.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they said to me at the desk in the car company in Portugal.
So they didn't recognise your Irish excess insurance policy?
Absolutely not. And I was in shock. I said, hang on a second. I said, I'm covered. I don't need excess. If anything happens to the car, I have a policy here.
Yeah.
It's a legitimate policy from a legitimate company that I'm covered if anything happens to the car. No, if you want the car, pay €3,500 or take our excess insurance. And I said, how much is your excess insurance? €90 had to pay, he said, one could be there and then, or I don't get the car. And I said, this is ridiculous. This is ludicrous. And he said, when people buy this incident insurance cover, he said, it causes all kinds of problems. So to cut to the chase, Joe, short, I paid €90. I had to pay it before I could get the car. I turned another one of our taekwondo party were at a different desk. They came back to me with the same scenario from a different company that they were with. They had a smaller car and they had to pay €1,500. But they actually paid the €1,500, put it on his credit card. And he said, it won't be billed unless anything happens. they put it on their credit card. You pay the €1,500 security, which he gets back when the car comes back with no damage on it.
Okay, well, two things, Joe. One, can you say I don't want excess insurance? I'll take the hit.
Yeah, you have to pay €3,500.
No, but hang on. You hired a car.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Online, you pay online for the hire of the car.
Okay. Yeah.
They're always with car hire. There's always these provisos and provisions, right?
Yeah,
if the first €1,000, whatever is, you've got to pay it. But say you say no, I don't want an insurance policy for the excess. I know this is the deal.
They wouldn't give me the car unless I gave them €3,500 as a security deposit in case anything happened to the car. Because I wasn't prepared to take. I didn't want their excess insurance.
And are you saying there's a couple of companies now? It's gone very popular. Well, this excess insurance, caraccess.ie, as you say, AIG.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks extraordinarily reasonable, which I'm sure it is.
Absolutely.
12 quid, 20 quid, or whatever. But you're saying when you get to the car hire, and your example is in Portugal, when you declare you've taken this extra policy, they get annoyed almost and say no.
Absolutely. He was quite arrogant about the fact that I'm not taking his insurance. Now, this is where it gets even more bizarre, because when I got to the house that we'd hired, our taekwondo group were staying in the house, and we got to the house, the lady who owns the house spoke perfect English, and she said, oh, I told her the situation. She said, oh, she said, I hear this all the time. She said, everybody seems to have problems when they get to hire a car here, and they try to provide their own excess insurance. So it seems to be a common thing. And I don't know if it's in other countries,
Let me ask that question. What happens if you don't take out excess insurance? The car is insured.
You can't get the car.
But surely that should be. Well, then therefore that should be included in the initial price.
No, they will give you the car, but they want €3,500. Well, in my case, it was €3,500. In the other guys, it was €1,500. It probably depends on the car. I had like a van bus that was an 8-seater thing. No, they want €3,500 off me. That's what I said to him. I said, what, if I don't pay this €3,500, what situation is you don't get the car? And I said, well, I don't want excess insurance, you don't get the car.
If you don't lodge that €3,500 with them, and then if you haven't got the €3,500 on your credit card or whatever, you've got to give them €90, which is their insurance policy.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Back. Okay. Okay. We'll hear more about that, I'm sure. Okay, Joseph. Thanks indeed. Let me bring Kevin and Kitty.
Myself, Joe. Cheers,
everybody. Cheers to you. Kitty is in Belmullet. You have the Setanta insurance policy in front of you, you say.
Yes.
And what does it say about the central bank? Because
the last line of the policy, Setanta Insurance Company Limited is authorised by the Malta Financial Services Authority in Malta and is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland for conduct of business rules.
But that doesn't mean, as John Maher pointed out, conduct of business rules is not the same as regulated by the Bank of Ireland. You know what I mean?
Regulated by the central bank.
Yeah, for conduct. In other words, that they're selling their policies transparently, whatever. But when it comes to being regulated for coverage, for sufficient funds, if they go bust, they are not regulated by the central bank. They're regulated by the Maltese government.
Okay. I just thought when it said regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
So what's he going to do?
Well, I can't get in touch with the broker at the moment. Their line is busy, so I don't know.
We've another statement in from the Central Bank. The Central Bank only regulates insurance company for the conduct of business. That's how policies are sold. The company in question was regulated by the Maltese government for prudential purposes, i.e. coverage, sufficient funds if they go busted, etc. These are my words, but coverage and sufficient funds of Central Bank. You were technically insured to drive because their policies remain in place under the Irish Consumer Protection Code for 2 months. The company has said, however, that they may not pay out on the policies, but whether you were technically and legally insured as a result is not fully clear. That's from the Central Bank. And the Central Bank told us an hour ago, policyholders with Setanta should therefore make arrangements for alternative cover without delay. So be safe or be sorry, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's unclear, isn't it, Kitty?
Yes, absolutely.
Kevin, you have a policy with Setanta.
Hi, Joe. I did have one. I don't have one at the moment. My policy fell due for renewal. I think it was at the start of March, Joe. But I again, like many of the other callers, I went through a broker, And at that stage, the broker said that she couldn't offer me a deal with the same company because that particular company, Setanta, weren't issuing new business at that time, and she believed that they were in the process of winding down their Irish operations, that they weren't going to be around. Now, you know, the thing, like, obviously it's a bit of a shock for everybody today, but, like, my kind of thought on it is if somebody in a brokerage was able to sell me an ordinary Joe soap that back at the start of March, surely some alarm bells should have been ringing with the regulator or whatever, and, you know, I don't know, some kind of investigation, or they should have touched base with that company and kicked in something like to try and protect people, because you know, I think it has been coming in the background for quite some time, you know.
Okay, well, as they say, I'm going, there's two statements now, one saying whether you are technically and legally insured as a result is not fully clear. That's from the Central Bank. And that doesn't clear up anything, really. And policyholders should therefore make arrangements for alternative cover without delay. That's the... Okay, I can't give advice, but people heard what they heard. And I think the based on what the callers have said, who are insured with Setanta, they are going to try and make alternative arrangements this afternoon. Okay, Kevin, safe travelling. Thanks indeed. Today's producer was Angus McAnally, Research Ailish O'Shea, series producer Siobhan Hawk, Laura Lee Davis is the BCO, and Richard McCullough is on sound.